As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
A hit and fumble. It's scooped up. Here goes Shamar Stewart. He's going to pick it up. A scoop and score for the Aggies.
Draft profile number one, day before the first round of the draft. Idiot Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw on the other side of the glass. That's ESPN on the call. Ravens have the 27th pick in the first round. And let's talk about Vinny, a guy that could very well be there at that spot.
Shamar Stewart, Texas A&M. 6'5", 267, ran 4.59. 1.58 10, which is excellent. He's a junior, jersey number 4, 34 and an eighth arm. Got it all. Got those long arms that you want. 9 5/8 hands. 40-inch vertical jump. Jump out of the gym. 10'11" broad jump. Unbelievable. So when he did this at the combine, everybody's like, he's top 5 pick. All right, in 2022. Played in all 12 games, had 6 starts, 23 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks. 23. Played in all 13 games, had 1 start, 11 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks, 2 PBUs, 1 block kick. This past season, third team All-SEC, started 12 games, 31 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks, 2 PBUs. So over his career, 4.5 sacks. His strengths, and basically he was a one-year starter. Strengths, great size, speed, arm length, combine results. He can run, he'll chase, speed shows up, quick takeoff, shows power on the bull rush. He can punch, kick out, shed in the run game, strong lower body, uses his arm length in pass rush, keeps working in pass, good on stunts, 39 pressures in 24. Sounds like Oway, doesn't it? Because he doesn't have sacks, you talk about the pressures. Has good bend to flatten. Weakness, production. Will reach and miss some tackles, plays high. Doesn't bring his legs to tackle. Falls off tackles a lot. Needs more pass rush moves. Doesn't bring breakdown to tackle. I question natural instincts. Not a natural rusher. Rush instincts, I question. 4.5 career sacks. Hand use, underdeveloped. Doesn't finish. Summary. This kid's athletic numbers are off the charts, but it doesn't show up with tape in his production. I'm not so sure he is naturally instinctive to become great. He misses a lot of tackles, doesn't finish. This is a big gamble, boomer bust pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore Zone, ESPN.com, has him as the number one. He updated his positional rankings yesterday.
Wow.
Number one defensive end. on this year's board. Mock draft today, Pete Schrager, now of ESPN.com, has Stewart going 29 to Washington, and our buddy Ryan Wilson has him going 28 to Detroit. So he's in the ballpark.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And Bob, if he's there at 27, I'd want to see who else, just because if a guy doesn't have great instincts and natural instincts as a rusher, how's he ever going to become a great rusher? That's my whole thing. I mean, he looks beautiful, you know, but he doesn't play great. And he misses a ton of tackles. Like, he lunges and misses a lot. He's got these long arms where he shouldn't be. Bob, if he's the only guy there, okay. Otherwise, as they used to say, puff, puff, pass.
Oh, yeah, I'm down with that. Anyway. Schrager has Josh Simmons.
I like him.
At 27, ahead of Stewart, so are you making that same call?
Oh, no doubt about it. Josh, and we'll talk about Josh Simmons tomorrow, but Bob, he was the left tackle at Ohio State, starter, and he got hurt, but he can play left tackle, he can play guard. He is what the Ravens would need, you know, and then you're taken care of. If Ronnie were to get hurt or Rosengarten got hurt, you're okay.
So you're not feeling Shamar Stewart at 27.
I just hope somebody else is there, Bob. I just, you know, here's what you're adding, Bob. You're adding another guy. All right, Oway was, what, 2, 3, 5 sacks, and then he got the, yeah. You know, I'm not feeling it, but Oway had more instincts than this kid. He's just not naturally instinctive.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a guy at 12:45 who could be around as well at 27, who Vinny might like better. By the way, Ryan Wilson has the Ravens taking James Pierce at 27, who we talked about yesterday a little bit.
Who does Mel has Shamar Stewart going where?
I don't have his updated mock draft.
It's got to be high if he's his number one pass rusher.
I'm assuming Mel's latest mock draft is either today or tomorrow, that's for sure.
Me and Mel have discussion on that one.